cause to change the tape?
Please understand, if you get some kind of a nasty notation back from any ones of these that are writing these very rude letters, doesn't mean that the entire letter is rude. And I try to take that into consideration, because the ones that I respond to, I bother to find out where they are. And some of them really are on our side. They just can't resist that last little bit of a dig. Some are so aloof that they really feel qualified to judge someone's work of the stature of a Bruce Cathy. And I'm not going to tolerate that kind of tearing down. We're in the process of trying to verify, justify, and allow him to know the portions of his work that are totally correct, almost correct, and incorrect. And you ones are not going to know the difference. Mr. Cathy will know the difference. Mr. Cathy is not sure that we're real. I can't help that either. There's been a lot of bullshit cast about to wade through. The only thing I can tell you when they ask, well, just prove this to me. Give me a miracle. Well, if you just do one miracle, I'll believe you. I'm going to tell you to go pick the nearest flower and look at it. And if you don't think it's a miracle, I'd like to see you make one. Because we can play this game of who are you and what are you and, well, who are you? Well, you say first. No. God has nothing to prove to you. He has sent his host to help you. And it's strictly up to you. I will give what verifications I can. I will give them specifically so that Mr. Cathy may be the only one out of the entire reading group audience who would hear it. But I'm not playing those games. Neither will I jeopardize the lives of anybody by answering a bunch of questions of technical nature. They'll be there with their assault weapons in 10 minutes after I printed it. And ones who will push for that are not your friends, my friends. And if all ones were dealing in frequencies, then maybe all ones deserve to know the information. It's out there for any of you who are interested. But I would suggest that unless you're going to develop, and that is your full thrust, that you not waste your time with it. Just know it's under control, and it's going to somebody who has the information. And you don't have to worry about it. It will be nice when great sums of money for our projects come rolling forth from the journals. In the beginning, no, they only probably will go to the very ones who must have the information. The masses will come along later as they see truth. George falls into a very awkward position. He's got to go and counter, to a great extent, disinformation. It doesn't have to be that way. But in that particular community, It will be that way because of the ego massaging going on. And the first one that will give you hell will be Friedman. And the greatest thing that George Green could do for the entire group is walk right up to the man and denounce him. Where do you get your information, Dr. Friedman? I get no information like that. And I see no proof from you. Those who continually ask you for proof turn about and say, I want your proof.
Is that Milton Friedman?
Stanton Friedman.
Okay.
Milton Friedman's a whole different ball of economical mess. The problem is that you are birthed into being nice. That is the fragment from God that gives you compassion. And it really isn't innately bit within you to be totally insulting. These ones are trained to be insulting, do you see? They are trained to comport with their authority. They are the kind that will go and quote the Bible, do you see? Whether it be the UFO journal from Billy Meyer, that is also denounced. But the same man will use Billy Meyer's pictures, won't he? Right after saying that was the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the earth. How does he know? How do you know, Friedman? Were you there, Mr. Friedman?
No, his answer is, give me the money and I'll go investigate. He's already given that.
Yeah,
right.
Well, he's a genius in his own mind.
Yeah. We've already confronted him that way.
And Linda Howe is not too much different.
Yeah.
She's very...
Well, let's see whose truth rings true. Is it better to have a bunch of mutilators snatching up bodies? Or is it possible that a lot of ones continue, as Gripe says, the choir, to come to these meetings hoping for some truth because they've experienced? Some of them have gone aboard a craft. With most of them, it was a pleasant experience, and they're coming into light. With some, it was most incredibly unpleasant. And they're looking for truth, and they will continue to come to look for truth. And a lot more of this blithering, bloodletting, mutilating for no purpose, research to improve their race. You're talking about a species that can get to your planet from anywhere in the universe, and they're going to go out there and try to upgrade their species with yours. People are looking for truth. Give them truth against the lie. And they'll know. They may not admit it. That's where ego comes. But you will have done your job. And truth will stand. And you don't have to make up a new tale every time it's told. I would be open for some questions before we bring this to a close. Understand if I don't answer right off.
Do you want to comment on clairprophecy last night?
I don't even know about Claire Prophet's thing last night. I'm sorry.
She was on Larry King Live.
If you tell me what it is, I might, but I don't. I'm sorry. I mean it. I am totally preoccupied these days.
Right.
And if you want to nudge me every now and then, I'll pay attention. I will always respond for seeing someone. Poor Leah is terribly overworked these days. She's my right hand.
I have a question, point of clarity on the Mantrea issue. Question number one, is Mantrea and Sananda one entity, or are there two entities, or is there just Sananda?
There are two energy forms. I'm trying to decide how to answer this. Because Maitreya is not who is being touted. The energy form is the same, basically, as Sananda. It is representative more of the Indian or Tibetan origins. I'm not doing well with this because your language doesn't allow me to really express what I mean. If this vision comes, let's put it this way. If this vision, this holographic being, comes to you, Maitreya will come always through what we will call the Indian experience. I don't want to go into the absurdity of white turbans, blue turbans, etc. Maitreya really represents the avatar or the god or the Sananda. But a different expression for a different grouping of people. This being will come from time to time in expression of holographic form, which witnessing this being, you will not know the difference. You would if you touched it. If it in fact is said that this one is present in physical form, no, it is a lie. God is not on your place right now in physical form by any name. That is to alleviate any tale that says otherwise. There are bits and pieces of your book that you can pretty much rely on. You will know when God arrives. Don't worry about it. And until he does, there will always be the ones who are really the hot shots who think they know more, like Stanton Friedman. I about blew it for poor Milton. He may have a little trouble recognizing him too, however. But the very purpose of not being manifest at this time in physical, two-legged form, physical form, is to prevent the story where you want to get sidetracked. You have had an experience, Nora. Don't lessen the experience by what I say. God appears however he needs to for your confirmation at any given time. Hold those confirmations within your soul. They are the lights. They are the guides. They are what tells you that you need to continue. And that effort will always be made to come in a form acceptable. Do I answer you, or do you want more?
Thank you. You answer me.
So I have a question about that. So you're saying Maitreya is a fragment of the energy of God for the Indian people?
No, I'm not really. I'm saying that God will come in a form suitable to be recognized by groups of people. He would come in the form of the grandfather standing there of the Tonka tribe, for instance, to a group or Sioux. Something recognizable according to tradition.
Mm-hmm.
There is only one. You will all enjoy the remainder of yesterday's writing. I'm going to give you some incidents that are not snatch-offs, abductions, incredible lizard people. There have been plenty of contacts, and I wrote of one yesterday of Sid Patrick, P-A-D or I-C-K. When it gets entangled with your Air Force, things get discounted and ones go underground. But there are many, many examples of lovely experiences, incredible experiences. Should I be paused?
No, you're fine.
Anyway, I'm going to give you as many of those as I can work in that you can also check out. These stories from time to time are documented, and they don't make it into the UFO community journal, I can promise you. And yet, if you're coming up with a story of some heinous, monstrosity, watch out. Lizard people are not going to be coming among you. That is to terrorize you. If they are of God, they will not be coming to terrorize you. If they are working in His service, they won't come there to terrorize you. We're smarter than that. That doesn't mean that everybody coming there is going to be looking like you or not be different in some manner. But no boogeymen. Boogeymen are isolated now to your planet. Do you need more, Desiree? Please know, there's only one. And that will be the thrust of all contacts being made. Let us talk a little bit further about this. These are contacts that are going to have been made long ago. When I say long ago, I'm talking about maybe in the 70s. I'll be dealing with some more recent ones. Ones who really had an experience and went forth to tell it, who dared to go forth and tell it. Most of the time, they are ordered under threat of death if they speak. A lot of the original contacts were made when ones were in the military service. But Sid was taken aboard. He was invited aboard. He chose to go aboard. And his experience was tremendously gratifying. The conclusion before departing the craft, he was asked if he would like to commune with the deity. And he allowed his how well he might go along with that. So he was taken to what you would call a chapel. On most of the craft that are a bit larger, this one was some 90, 200 feet, where there are possibilities, room, if you will, for the special segment. So he was taken to a segment that is usually called in your language, because you have a language barrier. There will usually be one entity, at least, on board that will speak your language. He will not speak to you, but you will understand him well. And so he was taken to the consultation room, which he is yet to be able to describe. They are magnificent. There is no way for you of Earth to conceive the colors. And for the first time in his life, he touched God. No different from you kneeling to pray. But there is an unmistakable presence. And this is what you'll get from the true contacts. And they're hiding out there. As truth goes forth, they will come forth.
Have you ever occasionally mechanical problems aboard some of the craft?
Yes.
Like the cold Asian craft that crashed in Africa?
Yes. Usually it happens because the energy field is some way interfered with, and the cycles are broken. And sometimes, just like your confounded automobile, they won't start again. Or various things can go wrong, yes. And some of the travelers are not as sophisticated as others, and they're destined to have to work on a mechanical basis once manifested.
Well, you mentioned the cold Asian crash in Africa, and then it had to go down by itself, but then it was immediately jumped upon by the other services.
Yes. And I would have to look into it to see exactly what brought it down. You see, the thing we have to worry about, for instance, being summoned at Lawrence Livermore, once a chain reaction has begun, you see, it doesn't just go. You will usually have in an electrical system, you will have a building, and bending of the frequency. There's nothing to stop it. And when it begins to blow out those capacitors, you know it's out of control.
What happened in Maine yesterday?
They had a stupid explosion. Idiots. You see, most of your atomic plants would do just fine if you didn't have idiots running them. Human elements. It was a mechanical failure. It was an explosion. As nearly as we can monitor, there was no release of radiation. That doesn't mean that it couldn't have. It just means that it didn't happen. But as in the situation with Chernobyl, where they had a backfeed of their experiment, they couldn't get it under control. And we lost a craft and 12 men. Because once the shield is interfered with, that's when we're vulnerable. As long as we can keep that plasmic shield completely intact, there's very little that can penetrate it. But one of those beams, prana waves, if we get too close, it interferes with our thrust system. So we can be brought down that way. There are other things that can bring a crack down. But mechanical failure in the system is one of them. There is no perfection short of God. And a lot of the beings, and the Kaldosians are in that category, are not capable of just thought projecting elsewhere. They can do it to some extent, but not like the more advanced travelers. Once manifested, they're pretty much caught. The Kaldosians had, until the world got into it, very good workable relationship with Africa. There, it wasn't quite an exchange program, but Kaldosians had bases actually right near your towns, smaller towns, where they came and experienced. It was sort of field training. And there have been many groups like that. You're going to find that there were some undersea beings like that. Now you have bubble cities of your own under there. And they're mostly not too nice. Is there more?
What are the bubble cities used for overall? Military?
Yes, well, basically an elite. Places to go for security, places for research where they will not be interfered with at all. A lot of craft experimentation, a lot of mineral experimentation. And simply establishment like you would have a space village.
Are there civilizations within the Earth?
Yes.
And are they existing? I mean, are nuclear explosions and things? So
most of them have been removed.
That's what I'm
in
thinking.
The expectation of you blowing yourself away.
Expectation?
Yes. Sorry about that.
Really?
So they're
you've
more
come
advanced.
A long way.
They're more advanced than spiritually.
No.
Not spiritually?
No. Spiritually, yes, they're more advanced. And of course, they are technologically more advanced than you. But as far as species within the universe, no, they are not that advanced, and they have had to be helped off.
But they're more peace-loving than you are.
They are the parentage of many of your Indian tribes. The ones who believe that they are birthed of Earth, they are.
That book they call The Hollow Earth, and is that true?
To a great extent. You would not be able to go and live at the core, for instance. But the core basically makes up the central sun of the Earth itself. That's the energy flow that allows life form within that bubble. And you see, your what you will call your gravity. Let's keep it simple, stupid. I have a mouth, you know, that goes. Some 600 miles into your surface, you have a lessening of pull, and then you have a complete reversal of pull. So that inner Earth will be concave. But the being would not recognize that either. It is circulating, if you're going to call it circulation. As the world rotates, the central core does not rotate at the same level, or doesn't hold its, what am I trying to say? Well, it doesn't matter what I'm trying to say. I'll see if I can say it without knowing what I'm saying. You have a reversal of gravity so that ones are sucked against this inner. And if they were to look at what you would perceive the sky, they would be looking toward the central core where the energy of life is received. They will not have blue sky. It's a red place. Basically from the reflection of that. Lava, hot spots. That's very, very true, but it's in your crust. Now your crust, you know, can be 1,200 miles thick. So don't come out with the wrong perception. They're not living down there in the lava.
Is the black race a part of the Earth, or is it from another planet system?
Well, it's from another planet system, because all of you are.
Well, several asked me, several friends and things.
Don't try to explain that, Desiree. You'll get caught up in something that is an endless distraction.
I just don't know, right?
The black, right. Whenever you're caught, unless you know, it's better to say, I don't know. And they'll ask, who were the original three races, for instance? Well, I heard that, you know. Well, let's talk about Cain for a minute. They're going to always want to say the black race was the cursed race. Well, come on. The reason Cain got into trouble was he slept with a... Well, he obviously didn't sleep.